Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. I'm experiencing weird voice cracks once again, but I still welcome you to this new episode, number 164. Insane how fast time's running. I really hope that you had wonderful Christmas days with your family and your loved ones, or if Christmas isn't your thing, that you were able to spend them in a way that was suitable for you. And really get ready for this episode because it's actually hashtag goals. That's what it's called, but it's also a really good one. And it's hashtag goals for a reason, because I actually want to talk about goal setting. This is the last episode you're going to hear from me in 2023. So I really want to make this one count, and I want to leave you with something that inspires you and that propels you forward. So I thought, let's talk about goals, and let's talk about how you can use those final days of the year to set yourself up for a successful next year. The first thing I want to say when it comes to goal setting, by no means am I an expert. It's just that I am learning and I am progressing, and I am feeling like I've actually come to a place in my life where I am able to fulfill my own needs and wishes and make my goals a reality. So when I set myself a certain goal, I am able to reach it. And that's really, really cool. So I want to share a little bit with you how I do that and what I have gotten myself this year for Christmas. The first and most important thing that I have learned just recently and that I've never really done before is, depending on the size of your goal, it's really important to divide it up in small steps. So there's really going to be certain milestones that you can set for yourself, and sticking to those and celebrating those is super crucial. I'm so bad at celebrating my little steps, so to say. I'm even bad at celebrating reaching a big goal, because I've always kind of felt like I expected that from me. Like, I expected reaching my goals from me, so it was out of the question whether I would or not. It was clear to me that I would reach my goals. So when I did, it was like, yeah, sure I did that. And then I just brushed over it and went to the next one. But that's a huge problem, because you never feel satisfied and you never feel this sense of pride that you actually have a right to feel in your life. So set yourself milestones and little step goals along the way. The second point is to reflect during the process. Start reflecting before you start, in the middle, or with every milestone that you reach, and at the end, because that's how you learn the most, and that's how you can correct course along the way. So if you really ask yourself why you want something in the first place before you start, it's going to motivate you a lot along the way. And if you ask yourself how it's going when you reach a milestone, you can correct course, as I said. And at the end, when you've reached the goal, you can definitely take away so much from an analysis of the situations and of your experiences. So I definitely recommend you do that. And the third part is creating a vision board or a vision map. And I am sitting in front of mine right now. I've had a vision board for the past 3 years, I think. So far, it consisted of single pictures that I'd written certain things on the back of. And then I have my special book, a special notebook, where I have created a small collage for every single year. But this year, I decided to get myself a kit that you can use to create your own vision board in 24 days. So it was like my Christmas calendar, or like my Advent calendar, where I did one little thing every single day. And at the end of those 24 days leading up to Christmas, I had my finished vision board. And what I like about it is there are not just pictures and motivational quotes that you could pick from and like put on there, but there's actually room for 3 goals per category, and there are 9 categories in total. The categories are health and fitness, love, creativity and free time, personal development, travel, home, family and friends, mindfulness and self-love, and career and finances. So those are the categories, and I think they really beautifully manage to capture what your life is about. And like, it's an all-round view, like a 360 view of your life. I think that 3 times 9, so 27 goals, are a lot. I don't personally think that that's really attainable for an entire year, but you never know. Everything could be working out, and some of them are connected, some of them are further in the future that I will not be focusing on this year anyway. But let's say 15 goals are still a lot. That's my tip number 4. Don't pressure yourself to reach too much in a too short amount of time, because you're going to feel overwhelmed and that will take away your attention from your main goals. And I think it's important to define maybe 3, 4, max 5 goals that you are going to reach. And if you do, you can go to the next one. That's no problem. But our attention span has shrunk, so we have to be really mindful about where our attention goes. So my tip number 5 would be to jot down 3 goals per category I just mentioned, and to see what happens in 2024. I mean, the worst thing is if you don't do anything and if you don't change anything. I'm a little bit too obsessed with goal setting and notebooks, but I'd rather have it that way than just waste my life away. So it's really nice, and you can do it in a way that suits you. I love vision boards, and I really don't regret this decision to have gotten a vision board like this for this year, but you can most definitely do it in a way that suits you and that you like. And it's, I think, just helpful if you put your goals in front of you every single day. So if you find a way to visualize them and to remind yourself of them, it's definitely going to help you. Yeah. I don't want to go into detail about my goals because I just don't want to. No, it's just they're personal, and I think it's often not. I mean, there are always two sides here, because there's those people who say it's important to talk about your goals, and if you sort of talk about them publicly, it's like you create this promise to yourself and to other people that you're going to do it and that you're going to reach your goals, and that really motivates you and that kind of propels you forward. And then there are these other people who say work in silence and just let your actions speak for themselves. And I think I personally belong to the second category of people, because I think it's important to not tell everyone about your plans. I'm quite a private person, I guess. I have to say I'm an introvert, so there are just certain things I want to keep to myself. And at the end of the year, or like in the middle of the year, I'll definitely make sure to reflect on where I stand with each and every goal and if they are attainable or not. Yeah, so I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As I said at the beginning, it's my last one for 2023. I can't believe it. I wish you a wonderful start into the new year, and I will catch you on New Year's Day on the 1st of January 2024, when I will release my next episode, and I will make sure to work on my goals in the meantime. So I really hope you'll do the same. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe. That would be super cool. Thank you so much. I will catch you very soon. Stay tuned and have a blast on New Year's Eve. Bye.